Today we approve the move on the Fantasy Football Today podcast brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace recently launched the latest version of their platform. We've told you about it. It's Squarespace 7.
Ooh.
It has a completely redesigned interface, integrations with Getty Images and Google Apps. Very cool stuff. 15 new templates and an incredible feature called Cover Pages. So try the new Squarespace at squarespace.com. Get 10% off when you enter the offer code FUN. That's Squarespace. Start here. Go anywhere. I like that. It's a nice touch.
Thank you.
Dave Richard. I'm Adam Azer. That's Dave Richard.
Hi.
That's a better
way to say
it. I was
the guy making the ooh sounds during the Squarespace read.
Jamie insists he's coming in later, so I am saving Fantasy Feud for later.
Yes.
We'll break down the game everyone's talking about, Arizona-St. Louis. Of course, approve the move.
I'm sorry, you said everyone's talking about Arizona-St. Louis?
You couldn't pick up on the sarcasm?
No.
Oh, I guess I'm getting good at it then. We're bad at it?
Bad.
I'm getting good at that dry delivery. Watch Fantasy Football Today. We still have a live video show Tuesday through Friday at noon Eastern and Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern time. And in case you didn't notice, that Sunday night show is gone, but we have a Sunday night podcast, which is awesome.
Ooh.
There you go.
Ah.
We'll play the feud. I have some rankings disputes for you, Dave. I went through your rankings. I looked at some things I didn't necessarily agree with.
Oh, well, GFY. What do you think about that?
It was tough. I think your rankings are great. It was tough, but I would not start Matt Ryan over Aaron Rodgers.
Don't patronize me.
I'm being serious.
Okay, go ahead. Don't. I'm not going to fight you on it, but I'm thinking about moving Rodgers down.
Johnny Manziel.
He's a quarterback in Cleveland.
And we're wishing the best for Cam Newton.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that in a little bit. Here's our email of the day at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. It comes from Mark. And where's he from, Dave?
Puerto Rico.
Mark is from Puerto Rico, and he says, DeAndre Hopkins had his lowest score of the season the last time the Texans played the Colts. One catch for 12 yards on two targets. Did Vontae Davis cover DeAndre Hopkins that game? And what are your thoughts this time around?
I don't remember if Vontae was on him all game, but I do remember that Andre Johnson had a great game. So they...
Oh, that was the Thursday night game.
It was a Thursday night game where Andre got a ton of targets. I thought there was a play in that game that got called back. Maybe I'm crazy, but Hopkins had a big play and it got called back, or maybe he dropped a pass that was deep. Something happened where he was more involved than what those stats say.
I think T.Y. Hilton dropped a deep ball and still had like a 200-something
yard
game.
Yes, that is also true. Yeah, I'm not.
What do you think this week?
I think you still have to look at him as a good starter this week, a top 24 wide receiver. But, yeah, look at his last 2 weeks. 2 weeks ago, amazing. Last week, a total dud.
I think I mentioned this last week, Dave.
He's still not exactly a, surefire fantasy starter.
The best four games of the season for DeAndre Hopkins have been at home.
Mm-hmm.
This is a road game.
It is, but it is indoors on turf.
Yeah.
So it's not quite as bad as if he were outdoors.
Here are your injuries news and notes presented by Squarespace. Cam Newton has two fractures in his lower back. He was in a car accident yesterday. I'm sure we've all seen it by now, heard about it. Derek Anderson will likely start in his place. So what does that change fantasy-wise?
I actually think it doesn't change much. I think Derek Anderson, when we've seen him play, has done a nice job in Carolina. He certainly worked well with Kelvin Benjamin, and we've seen that a couple times this year. And I think he's going to keep going after Kelvin and throwing to Kelvin, just like Cam did. It's good for Greg Olsen. I don't think it really matters with the matchup, because a lot of times you'd say, well, the backup quarterback's coming in, so now they're going to dare the backup quarterback to throw, and that means they're going to stack up against the run. It's Tampa Bay. I don't think that they can afford to do that with what they've got on defense, so I still like Jonathan Stewart.
They played in week one, and Derek Anderson started.
And he did well.
And Greg Olsen had a big game.
Yes, he did.
So you don't have to really worry about him. You guys are very high on Jonathan Stewart. I think he's a top 12 running back for both of you.
I believe
right
he is.
There.
Well, and it's going to be contingent on whether D'Angelo plays. Mm-hmm. 22 points for Derek Anderson, 22 fantasy points at Tampa Bay in week one, 24 of 34 passing, 230 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions, and even 10 rushing yards to make his day a little extra special.
Anderson or Kyle Orton?
Orton.
Anderson or Manziel?
I might actually lean toward Anderson.
Okay.
Boy, what a risky move to go with. I understand because it's week 15 and everybody wants to advance to week 16. I'm actually playing against somebody in one of my leagues who has Cam as their starter. They've got to go to the waiver wire. I should actually go and see who they picked up. That would be an interesting thing to share with everybody.
Is Cam droppable? I think I will.
I've seen him dropped in a couple of my leagues because they don't expect him to play this week. And I don't remember who he – oh, it's right. Who does he have next week? I don't even have in front – oh, here it is.
Divisional.
Cleveland at home.
No. Oh, it's Cleveland.
It's Cleveland at home. So it's not exactly the greatest matchup for him either. So, yeah, you could probably get away from Cam if you needed to.
Eddie Lacy has a hip injury.
That is not hip.
No, it's not.
Actually, he's going to be okay.
You think he'll play?
I think he'll play. Mike McCarthy didn't seem to show much concern at his Tuesday presser.
Might not be a bad idea.
Not as bad as what Mike Smith was saying.
To pick up James Starks, though.
Sure. Starks, we talked about it. If Lacy was ruled out or wasn't going to practice or there was some sort of lack of commitment to him from that press conference, then Starks would have been the number one waiver wire claim. I still picked him up in one league where I'm playing against an opponent who's thin on running backs, just in case. And if it turns out that Lacy's probable, I'm probably going to drop Starks before the game.
All right, Julius Thomas plans on playing at San Diego this week.
That's good.
And Atlanta's hopeful for Julio Jones this week, but Harry Douglas is another guy that you might want to pick up just in case.
Right. I don't think we're going to know anything about Julio until Friday.
Yeah, he's not expected to practice much. Percy Harvin could be out for the season. They're at Tennessee this week. Andre Johnson, day-to-day at Indianapolis this week. Johnny Manziel is going to start for Cleveland. So how does that impact the Cleveland offense?
I think it's a good thing because I think just Hoyer was never great to begin with. In the last 3 weeks, he's really tried to force it, and it's gotten even worse for him. I think he'll be good. I think he'll be good for Josh Gordon. I was on the air in Cleveland yesterday, and they kind of they agreed with me when I said that Gordon had been playing sloppy the past few weeks, and they agree with that sentiment, and they think that Gordon is going to play a little bit harder now because Gordon wanted Manziel to play.
Oh, yeah?
He didn't want – that's what word around the campfire is. Mm. I cannot confirm that.
That's the word on the street?
That is the word on the street. You're never going to believe this. So the league – that the owner that had Cam Newton, it's a 10-team league. They went on the waiver wire a couple weeks ago, and they actually added Ben Roethlisberger. So they had Cam and Roethlisberger, and now Cam is no longer on their team.
Well, probably going to start Roethlisberger anyway in that situation.
Of course.
All right, we're still not sure if Colt McCoy is going to start this week. The Giants DST is one of the most added things.
Doesn't matter.
In fantasy. No, it doesn't. Miami cornerback Cortland Finnegan expects to return this week at New England. San Francisco activated Navarro Bowman. He probably will not play this week at Seattle. Cincinnati put Vontaze Burfict, their linebacker, on IR. He's out for the year with that lingering knee injury.
Is it a knee injury or is it a head injury?
No,
they're
it's
saying
a knee injury.
It's a knee. Right. But he's been buzzed a couple times this year.
And Reggie Wayne. All right, so I apologize for not knowing this yesterday when I was wondering why Jamie had Dante Moncrief so high on his waiver wire priority. Reggie Wayne's been playing with a torn triceps.
Yep.
And maybe that's why Jamie liked Moncrief.
Yeah, but Wayne is still playing.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
And he's still going to play through it, right?
Correct.
Jadeveon Clowney will have microfracture surgery on his knee. He's going to miss about 9 months. He's already had arthroscopic surgery on that knee to repair a torn meniscus. So let's hope the number one overall pick
It used to be that microfracture surgery was basically a death sentence on an NFL career. It's gotten a little bit better. The process has gotten a little bit, not to sound like a doctor, but it could be troublesome for him, and he potentially could be out of the league within the next 5 years.
I have this soreness in my shoulder, Dave.
I'm sorry.
Any recommendations?
I would probably go with some ice.
Ice?
Maybe a little heat, probably a massage.
What about the rice?
Rice.
Rest, ice, compression, I think, and elevation.
Oh, so go with that.
Go with rice?
I thought you were going to put some minute rice on your shoulder.
No, I don't think so.
That's what you were going to do. I'm like, all right, whatever.
Will Monte Ball or Ronnie Hillman be back this week, Dave?
I don't think so. And they'll probably practice, but I don't think they'll be active.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Squarespace, where you can easily create your own professional website or your online portfolio. And it's getting better and better, redesigned with Squarespace 7. That's got integration with Google Apps, a partnership with Getty Images. 15 new templates and cover pages. I use my computer a lot, but I know a lot of people use their phone. They use their tablet. I don't have a tablet. So whatever device you use, your website's going to look awesome if you use Squarespace.
Don't you have a tablet on when you're on set?
Yeah.
So you do have a tablet.
Not really, though.
But you could surf the web if you have a spare minute before the cameras start rolling.
I could do that. And any Squarespace website's going to look great on that tablet.
Yeah.
And it's going to start at just $8 a month if you get started right now. And you get a free domain name if you sign up for a year. So start that free trial, no credit card required, and build your website today. And use the offer code FUN to get 10% off and showing, and you'll be showing your support for our podcast. We want to thank Squarespace for supporting all of the CBSSports.com podcasts. That's Squarespace. Start here. Go anywhere. Yeah, it's good.
You like that?
Uh-huh.
You don't think it's creepy?
Oh, it's definitely creepy, but I do like it. Let's approve the move. I asked people out there for their starts, their sits, their ads, their drops, whatever. Approve the move.
Go ahead.
The first Twitter handle, you want to read it? Or just the name?
Yes, it's Adios Turd Nuggets.
Adios Turd Nuggets. Starter sit. There was sit Julius Thomas and start Travis Kelce.
I think there's more upside in Thomas, so I wouldn't do that. I do not approve.
Disapprove. Corey, starting Jordan Cameron over Kobe Fleener in a PPR league.
I can buy into that.
Yeah?
Especially in a PPR, because Fleener, there's no guarantee of how many catches he'll end up getting.
Jordan Cameron's been really bad this year, except for one game against Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I've been disappointed with his play.
All right, Michael Olson. Drop Mike Wallace for Jarvis Landry.
I approve.
Especially this
I'm
week.
Dave Richard, and I approve that move.
Revis more likely to be on Wallace, you'd think.
Wallace actually has a pretty good track record against New England his last two games. I think he's had at least 80 yards and a touchdown against them. Week one was his best game of the year. That was against New England. So maybe there's things that he can do that would help get him open, but he's just been playing so crummy. And that offense, the offensive line's a problem. I don't really love either Dolphins receiver this week.
Scott Freeman, start Johnny Manziel, sit Matthew Stafford.
I do not approve that move
Come
at
on,
all.
Scott Freeman.
I know we're all excited about Johnny football playing.
I'm not.
But the rule with Manziel is as simple as this. Don't put him on your... Put him in your active roster unless your other options are guys that are just so meh. And you know you're taking a risk no matter what you do. So you might as well just go with the rookie in his first game against Cincinnati.
Manziel or Rivers?
Rivers.
All right. Andy K. Drop Geo for J Stew. Hashtag abbreviations.
I'm Dave Richard. I approve that move.
And
big time. Big
another
time.
One from Andy K. Drop Geo for Latavius Murray.
I also approve that move. I think Latavius Murray will have a better game than Gio.
Ryan Hurley, PPR, sit Shane Vereen for Latavius Murray.
I approve. Tavius caught two passes last week.
I think that's more than Vereen, right?
I think Vereen had more, but it wasn't.
Oh, he had one carry, three catches.
Right.
Not three carries, one catch.
Do you want to
double check that?
Do you want to feel sad? Do you want to feel sad about something?
Well, typically I'd say no, but you know, I can get over a fantasy football thing, so sure.
Well, let's see. His last two games, do you know how many touches Shane Vereen has had?
Combined?
Yes.
Nine.
Eight.
Oh, I was going to say eight.
And even in week 12 when he played against Detroit, he had 16 touches. Life looked good, but he only had 60 total yards. So he was actually good for 13 points in a PPR, but only five in a standard.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have it in my heart to say start Shane Vereen over many people.
You want to hear something else sad?
And also, Shane Vereen has a cat with only one eye.
I have hungry eyes in my head all morning for whatever reason. Isn't that sad?
I'm trying to think of a Shane Vereen song that goes with hungry eyes.
PPR.
No. It's got to be about Vereen. But Shane Vereen doesn't rhyme with hungry eyes.
All right, well, you think about it.
Think of something dies. Jamie's heart dies when he watches Shane Vereen with his eyes.
Yeah,
you know what? I actually got a complaint saying that I'm terrible at singing and that people won't listen to the podcast.
Oh, it's incorrect.
Sorry, incorrect. I'm not singing.
No, whoever said that is an idiot.
I will never, ever, ever say that any of our listeners are idiots.
Except for that one guy. All right, Michael, start Latavius Murray over Isaiah Crowell, PPR.
I actually like Crowell better with Manziel under center.
All righty. Troy, At flex, Kenny Stills over Jeremy Hill.
Yeah. Yeah, that's. I'm very nervous about Jeremy Hill. I'm yeah. Dave Richard. I approve that move.
Robert Favre. Should I add Kristen Michael or Joseph Randall for a keeper, dropping Hoyer?
The answer is yes with Michael. Now there's already talk that Marshawn's going to retire. Did you see this? That Marshawn Lynch is considering retirement after the season?
That was a few weeks ago. Didn't that come out?
I thought I just saw it more recently than a few weeks ago. But apparently it's been out there longer than I've known, if you're saying that.
I thought so, but I could be making that
Michael
up.
Is certainly somebody to keep your eye on.
You have hungry eyes for Kristen Michael?
I do.
Excellent.
I think he'll lead me to a fantasy prize.
What are you worried about with Jeremy Hill, by the way?
Just the matchup against Cleveland. I think they're better than the numbers say. And I don't know how much of an opportunity he'll have in this game.
You said the Browns win. But I think they're doing better against running backs, those Browns. Mm-hmm. You think the Browns win?
I think the Browns
sweep
win.
Them?
I think they sweep Cincinnati.
Drop, this is from Joe, drop Jimmy Graham for any other tight end. Hashtag lucky I made it. Hashtag approve the move. Hashtag 1 yard per week average.
I do not approve that move. Jimmy Graham should remain in fantasy lineups unless or until we hear something about he's seriously. He had 11 targets last week. Does a guy who's
catch.
Hurt doesn't mean that he won't.
I'm worried about the shoulder, but there's one guy that you have ranked ahead of him that people might also own, and that's Martellus Bennett.
So I think I have Graham ahead of Bennett.
No, I think you've been at number one.
Mm-mm.
Maybe in PPR.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
that's different.
So,
and I might toy with it in standard too, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah. Okay. So in standard, you go Gronk, Graham, Bennett, and in PPR, I think you go Bennett, Gronk, Graham.
It should probably be Gronk, Bennett, Graham.
Yeah, I can't start anyone over Gronkowski.
Neither can I.
Well, we could, but we're not going to.
Right, right, right.
Ridge, start Dante Moncrief in PPR, sit DeAndre Hopkins.
No, I can't bring myself to do that. Don't approve.
Nathan Wilmot, start Jordan Matthews, sit Josh Gordon.
I can get behind that.
I approve that message.
I approve. I'm Dave Richard. I approve that move.
And Rob, ooh, that's a tough last name, Dave. See that one?
Dugadu.
D-U, then capital a capital G, A-D-O-U-E.
Dugadue?
Yeah. Dugadue.
I think it's Dugadu.
Sure. Drop.
I'm going to Google what the pronunciation is for that.
Drop Ryan Matthews for James Starks as a Lacey owner.
What's the question? I'm too busy sending something.
Dugadu.
Drop Ryan Matthews for Starks as a Lacey owner? Yeah. I approve.
Really?
Your search, Dugadu pronunciation, did not match any documents on Google.
Do we know? Let me just look up who Ryan Matthews plays in week 16. This week could be tough for him with Denver.
Denver, right.
But week 16, Dave, Ryan Matthews of the San Diego Chargers, mm-hmm. who play in California, is at San Francisco on a Saturday night.
On a Saturday night.
I like the Saturday night games. I'm happy they're
too.
Back.
Well, they're back because there's no more college football.
I understand that, Dave.
Thank you.
But I'd still, you know, I'm still happy about it.
The NFL doesn't want to infringe on college football.
Let's look at the most added and most dropped list very quickly here. Who's number one? Ask how, ask now.
It's Kerwin Williams, which is not a surprise at all.
And James Starks is number two.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's tied for number two with the Giants DST.
Yes, sir. So Kerwin Williams, what do you expect from him this week?
Not a lot.
We can wait until the St. Louis, Arizona preview.
Okay.
Let's wait. Charles Johnson's number four, and that is interesting. I haven't looked up the numbers yet, but I do know that Detroit has given up a lot of production to wide receivers.
It's by default. They build a lead against teams, or, you know, in the case of New England just throws all over them. And, that's the weakness. Teams aren't going to run like crazy against the Lions.
Yeah, I mean, I just...
It's a bad week for Matt Asiata.
I hate trusting wide receivers on lousy pass offenses.
I don't think this one's quite as lousy as you think.
I kind of do.
Okay. You're allowed to think whatever you want.
Who do they play before the Jets? Do you remember? Because anybody can do anything against the Jets. Was it was someone bad. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, you're just assuming that it's always
better.
Just
remember Bridgewater had two good games in a row, but the competition wasn't very good.
It was New England.
And they always, they usually
give
up. I'm
just kidding. It wasn't New England. It was Green Bay.
Oh, they played New England like week two.
Yeah, their last four games, I'm wrong. The Jets and then the Panthers were their game before them. And then they played the Packers. They had a three-game home streak.
So I think this will be a tougher matchup, but Johnson has an opportunity here. Now, would you start Johnson over, say...
He's a top 24 receiver. For
Brandon LaFell.
No, not going to do that.
Okay. DeAndre Hopkins.
I don't think I'm going to do that either, but you're getting closer.
Johnny Manziel is number five. And would you start Manziel over Sean Hill?
Yes.
Over...
You're gonna
give me
you
a good
name,
one. Give me a good.
You can name anybody you want who isn't
Colin Kaepernick.
Yes.
Okay.
Anybody who I think is going to struggle. Anybody who I think is a risk. I'd rather just chance it with Johnny Football.
Jonathan Stewart is number six on the most added list. Must add guy. Must add.
He's still available in 24% of leagues.
Chris Johnson's number seven. You like Stewart better than Johnson, right?
I do like Stewart better than Johnson, but Johnson is one of my favorites this week.
Jordan Cameron and Jared Cook are numbers 8 and 9. Who do you like better?
Cook.
I'm
actually starting him in one of my leagues. I hate that I'm doing it, but...
Good luck.
I'm going to need every bit of it, but there's just so many things that are in his favor that I can't ignore it.
The Panthers DST...
It would be a disservice to myself if I ignored it.
The Panthers DST is number 10. I'm not sure why you like them so much.
Well, because just I think there's going to be a lot of turnovers with Tampa Bay. There's no guarantee that Josh McCown will be the starting quarterback, by the way.
Is that right?
There is some chatter that they might make a move.
To Glennon?
Yeah.
What's the point?
Well, what's the difference? You might as well give the kid another chance.
Okay.
You've seen what McCown can do.
For you.
They've been competitive with Glennon.
Harry Douglas, number 11. Got to add him.
I think
speculating.
So. Yep.
And Matt Bryant's number 12. And we got the Chiefs and the Jets.
I moved the Chiefs up. The Raiders have scored 14 or fewer points in all but one of their road games. 5 of 6 road games.
And then we have Andre Williams. He's one of my disputed rankings guys. I think you're a little too high on Andre Williams.
I think he scores against Washington. That's all.
And Marquise Lee is right after that, and he's only 17% owned. So
yeah, people are always scared to try a Jaguars receiver, but I like him. I think the matchup's really good. He's going to be good for FanDuel this week, and I think he'll be good in Standard League 2. I think I projected him to score as well.
And the most drop list is a bunch of injured guys. Reggie Wayne's on the most drop list. Makes sense. Jonas Gray is on the most drop list. Cool with that?
Yep.
Ray Rice is on the most drop list.
He's a handcuff to LeGarrette Blount in deeper leagues. That's what Gray is right now.
Man, Jonas Gray, if only you hadn't overslept. Arizona's at St. Louis. First meeting Arizona.
Is this the,
oh, it's our Thursday night preview, Dave.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Eh. Oh, see, you got two notes there.
I stopped short just to catch
Wow,
you.
I got to pay attention these next 2 weeks. All right, first
you mean
meeting.
Next week?
No, we'll do a Thursday. Oh, there's no Thursday game.
There's
there?
No Week 17 Thursday game.
Wow, so I only have one chance to redeem myself.
Well, I mean, there's also you're going to hear the theme song again at the end of this preview.
Oh, good point.
It bookends the previews.
First meeting, Arizona won at 31-14. Carson Palmer got hurt in that game. Drew Stanton came in through a deep touchdown pass to John Brown. Larry Fitzgerald and John Brown had good games. Jared Cook had 2 catches for 84 yards and a touchdown, including a 59-yard touchdown catch.
Seems sustainable.
The running backs struggled. Trey Mason, 14 for 48. He also had 4 catches for 33 yards, and Benny Cunningham scored a rushing touchdown. Are you excited about anyone in this game?
No.
So, the best start of all starts.
The Rams DST.
Mm. Jeez.
They've been playing lights out. They've been great and a lot of fun to watch, and everyone will get to watch them on Thursday.
Let's just go through it here. Don't start Drew Stanton. St. Louis has allowed 4 passing touchdowns in their last 7 games. That's incredible.
Yeah.
4 passing touchdowns in 7 games.
And the weakness of that defense is their pass defense.
Well, they're secondary. Their pass rush is tremendous.
Right. Well, and that's what's been helping them out.
How do you approach the Arizona running back, specifically Kerwin Williams?
I think Kerwin Williams was a byproduct of how the game went last week. And by the end of the game, not only did he look gassed, but his offensive line looked gassed too. I think everybody is jumping on the Kerwin Williams bandwagon because here he was getting 19 carries, here he was getting 100 yards, and here he is available in every single league.
Yeah.
So people see that and they gravitate toward it. He gets what's blocked for him. He's
Let's just cut to the chase, Dave.
He's not that great.
This is a much harder matchup than Kansas City.
I would tend to agree.
St. Louis allows the fourth fewest fantasy points to opposing running backs.
There's no guarantee he gets 19 carries.
Of course not.
He might get 10.
So would you go Kerwin Williams or Chris Johnson?
Johnson.
Kerwin Williams or Matt Asiata?
I might go with Williams over Asiata.
Kerwin Williams or Fred Jackson?
I like Fred Jackson this week.
Ryan Matthews or Kerwin Williams?
I think I have Williams ahead of Matthews right now in my rankings, but they might end up being very close to each other. I guess there's more upside with ask now, ask how.
Kerwin Williams or Jarvis Landry?
I think there's more upside with Landry.
All right, last one. Kerwin Williams or Eric Decker?
I think there's probably more upside with Decker than Kerwin Williams. I'm looking at 60 to 70 yards from Kerwin Williams.
Okay. The Arizona wide receivers, can you trust any of them? Now, St. Louis, pass defense have been better, but over their last six games, seven wide receivers have scored double-digit fantasy points.
Mostly outside receivers. We know Larry Fitzgerald isn't healthy. We know Michael Floyd is inconsistent. We know Drew Stanton's not a good quarterback. We know not to trust these guys. You can help it.
I need to correct myself. I said double digits is actually 9 fantasy points or more because Garcon was 9 fantasy points
right
last week, and that's in standard scoring leagues.
A little more appeal for Fitzgerald in a PPR league, but again, he does not look well, and his quarterback is not well.
Sean Hill's outside Jamie's top 24. He's number 22 for Dave. He has scored 25 and 20 fantasy points in
right
his last two
it's
games.
The only reason why he's still in my top 24.
Starter sit Trey Mason.
I don't love him, to be honest with you.
Better than Kerwin Williams?
He's not playing against Oakland. I do have him ranked higher than Kerwin Williams.
Who are some guys you have him ranked ahead of?
I have him ranked ahead of Jeremy Hill, Boom Heron, Lamar Miller, Ryan Matthews. Williams and Matthews, by the way, are back-to-back in my rankings, 27th and 28th. I've got Trey Mason ahead of Denard Robinson. Here's the thing about Trey. He's playing on Thursdays. And running backs that play on Thursdays, I still believe, have an advantage because it's a short week. And even more so now, defenses are tired. It's late in the season. You're going to see some real sloppy play. So Mason's got a little more upside than you might think. And that's why he's in my top 24. It's a close call between him and Latavius Murray. I look at them in my ranking. I looked at them earlier in my rankings today, in fact, and I almost knee-jerked it to give Murray the nod over Mason. That's how close they are, is that I can't really decide which one I like better.
Let's move
on. I'll probably be able to answer that on Friday.
Sit all the St. Louis wide receivers, yes?
Yeah, Stedman Bailey just hasn't been. The thing with Stedman Bailey, actually, is he's just not getting the work because the Rams haven't needed to throw a lot.
And Jared Cook, Dave's got him in his top 10, number 9 in standard, number 10 in PPR. Jamie has Jared Cook, number 14 in standard, number 15 in PPR. Let's look at the last five tight ends that Arizona has faced. Cook scored 14 fantasy points.
On two catches.
Ebron scored 2 fantasy points. Cooper
Helfen
scored 8
targeted
fantasy points.
Right.
Lavine Toilolo scored 7, and Travis Kelce scored 9.
And Kelce would have had double digits if not for a fumble.
That's right. So I get it. It's a good sleeper, but not a great start. Would you go Fleener or Cook?
I've got Cook ranked higher.
Would you go Julius Thomas or Cook?
Thomas. Here's the thing. If you're scrounging at tight end and you don't have a guy that you're committed to, like a Julius Thomas, like a Greg Olsen, like an Antonio Gates even, if you don't have that guy, you might as well go with Cook. It's almost the exact same argument that I have with Manziel. If you're going to take a shot in the dark, you might as well go with one who's got a great matchup and has been playing well lately and has a good track record against the opponent.
Arizona's DST is number 7 for Jamie, number 6 for Dave, and St. Louis's DST is number 2 for both of them. And let me tell you about FanDuel, everybody. I wouldn't recommend too many people from the Thursday game in your FanDuel lineup, but maybe the DSTs if you want to get an early start on FanDuel.
Rams haven't allowed a point in 2 straight games.
They're good. So this week, the big tournament for FanDuel is a $2 million tournament. Top prize is $200,000. It starts Sunday at 1 p.m. Obviously, when you go to FanDuel.com, if you haven't done it yet, they're going to match your first deposit, dollar for dollar, up to $200 when you use our code CBSWIN. So that's FanDuel.com. Click the microphone in the upper right corner. Enter CBSWIN. And it's a lot of fun. I really recommend it. If you're out of it or if you're still in it, go ahead and do a FanDuel league. And you know what's crazy about FanDuel? So I was hanging on to cashing late in the fourth quarter of that game. On Monday night. Yeah. That's when you realize that you're playing against everyone. You're playing against Matt Ryan, Steven Jackson, Julio Jones, Roddy White. You're playing against the Packers defense. You're playing against Matt Bryant. So you can't even just really root for anyone, or you can't root against anyone. You just have to watch the games and have fun and root for your guys. But it's a lot of fun. We've been talking about it all year, so get on there and try out FanDuel this week. Here are our rankings disputes, Dave.
These are not our rankings.
My rankings disputes.
You looked at my rankings and you went, what?
No, I went, that's interesting. Let's have a discussion. Matt Ryan over Aaron Rodgers.
I have Aaron Rodgers too high.
No, you don't. He's Aaron Rodgers.
He is Aaron Rodgers.
Now, only one quarterback has scored more than 22 fantasy points against Buffalo this year, and that's Tom Brady.
Right.
Aaron Rodgers will be the second. I'm sure you will project
I'll agree. Right now, I've got him at 29, but I think it's too high.
There's just no way I'm sitting Matt Ryan.
Okay, you don't have to. And I don't know how many people actually have that decision.
I understand the Matt Ryan. Jones doesn't play, then it's an easy call.
I agree. But Ryan's still going to have a good game, even without Roddy.
You have Ryan number two this week. So even if you're not starting him over Rodgers, Dave's going to tell you to start him over a lot of really good options.
Brady, over Peyton, over Russell Wilson, over Matthew Stafford.
I got no beef with that, but Rodgers, no way.
Okay. I think this is going to be a tougher game for Green Bay. I don't think they waltz into Ralph Wilson Stadium
How many points did he score against New England?
At home?
Yeah.
Plenty.
I mean, they scored 26 points in that game, so let's see how many fantasy points Rodgers had. Shall we?
Go ahead. Tell me how many points he scored.
Why don't you just tell me how many points? He scored 28. So,
yeah,
the lowest he's had since week 3 is 12. It's 23.
What did he have in week 3?
12 at Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
11 in week 1.
Nice, tough run defense on the road.
They're unstoppable. They're the Packers. He's been unbelievable since week 3.
These are all excellent arguments. Here's a fun thing to say. How did Peyton Manning do against the Bills?
He threw 20 passes.
Right. I agree. That's not really valid to the argument.
We just have to keep in mind that
the argument
Matt
is that Buffalo is going to play
pretty
hard.
Bad all year except for the last 2 weeks.
Okay, but
and what Pittsburgh's
so what
not going to play hard?
Pittsburgh is going to play hard, but they can play as hard as they want on defense. They're not going to be able to do anything. Both of these teams, Atlanta and Pittsburgh, are allowing over 380 yards per game to opponents and over 25 points per game.
Yeah, bonanza.
These defenses are stinkerific.
Not my official bonanza yet. We got to think about it.
It's absolutely your official bonanza.
Philly-Dallas is going to be huge.
It's going to be just as huge.
All right.
Those are the top two totals on the Vegas board.
Ben Roethlisberger over Tony Romo. I don't like it.
I'm not trusting Tony Romo.
Why?
Because I think they want to run the ball.
They always run the ball. He probably has the fewest pass attempts in the NFL for any quarterback who has thrown X amount of passes or whatever. I mean, he throws less than... I'm just saying, you know, if there were qualifiers, you know, like the batting title.
How about starts?
I'm sure there are. Fine. I'm sure there are qualifiers for this. His pass attempts per game are extremely low, and he still manages to throw touchdowns. He still manages to be awesome. Tony Romo, every single week pretty much, he has scored, since week 4, Romo has scored over 20 fantasy points all but twice, and he was hurt in both the games that he didn't score 20 fantasy points. Left the Washington game and was hurt against Philadelphia in a short week.
Okay.
So I just think he's been so good. 26 fantasy points or more in 5 of 9 games. Roethlisberger, meanwhile, has had one good road game all year.
It was last week.
I can't sit Tony.
Have you seen what Roethlisberger has done since his bye? It's been only 2 games, but
yeah.
He struggled.
He struggled for 3.5 quarters against the Saints.
He did. Then he came back and put up some numbers. Something clicked there at the end, and he rolled it over into the game against Cincinnati.
A lot of good quarterbacks this week.
Well, a lot of good quarterbacks.
All right. Well, that ends that
one. The question isn't, gosh, I don't want to start the wrong quarterback because I don't want a guy getting 18 or 19 fantasy points. You might choose between two quarterbacks that have a very safe floor, but choose the wrong one that's got the highest ceiling. Like, you might start a quarterback that gets you 25 fantasy points, but bench the one that gets you 40.
All right.
That's what you want to avoid this week. So upside is a big play. Roethlisberger's got a humongous ceiling. Ryan does too.
Don't forget, Philadelphia. I don't think Aaron Rodgers has absolutely dreadful.
Has a humongous ceiling.
You don't think Aaron Rodgers has a humongous ceiling, Dave? Do you know who Aaron Rodgers is?
He's the insurance salesman.
Yeah. All right, Andre Williams.
I just have the feeling that Buffalo is going to give them a hard time.
They might give them a hard time. That doesn't mean Rodgers won't have a great game. I mean, Atlanta gave them a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
And Rodgers had a great game. Andre Williams, number 17 in standard scoring leagues and number 21 in PPR leagues. He's facing Washington. Washington has owned opposing running backs in three of their last four games, really other than Dan Heron's one long touchdown run. And I think Rashad Jennings could get more involved this week.
If I see Jennings practice more and reports out of New York that say that he's going to play a bigger role, then there will be a shift.
Okay, yeah. I don't want people to get carried away about Williams after last week. Because Tennessee just is the worst.
But remember, when they played against Washington back in week four, it was a Thursday game. Jennings was coming off a monster game. And Jamie Caldwell, he was worried about Jennings holding up for that game. He didn't get that much work. They blew out the Redskins. They leaned on Williams in the second half, and he had a great game.
Jennings did drop a touchdown pass in that game, for what it's worth. You have A.J. Green, number six in both formats. We did talk about this yesterday. I think that's a little high, given his history against Joe Hayden.
Mm-hmm.
And now the good news is Jamie, really, you really don't think I saw that? Come on, buddy. Don't steal my cell phone. The only reason I brought my cell phone in here was to communicate with you, Jamie, and then you steal it.
Yeah, I can move Green down. I get that because he does have that tough track record.
Jamie Eisenberg. Let's see how long I can ask this question to
before he gets his
Jamie
headset
time.
On.
No, he's got it on. You worried about A.J. Green?
A little bit.
Expand.
Well, I mean, you just said it. His history with Joe Hayden is pretty bad. But as we saw, if you pepper Joe Hayden with targets, the guy who's covering is probably going to come through more times. Or a few times. A few times. Not more times.
It's really hard to get away from A.J. Green. You're going to need to be loaded at receiver.
Don't you think that the Bengals looked at that last week and said, he is beatable? Pete Prisco says it all the time. If you challenge these guys, eventually they're going to get plays.
How many targets did he have? 19?
Yeah.
I don't.
He's not going to get that, but maybe he gets 12.
I don't think that one game against Joe Hayden on tape of T.Y. Hilton having a good game
but
is going to change anything.
Tape?
Yeah, but yeah.
I mean, look.
I went and looked. There have been a lot of wide receivers, number one wide receivers, who have had good games against.
Well, I mean, the Julio
year.
Jones game is probably the one you want to hope for, is where they're moving him around so much that there's a change in coverage somewhere, you know, and he beats a safety.
Obviously, Johnny Manziel is going to help Cleveland's defense. I think it's just going to energize the whole team, the whole town, and they're going to rally around him, right?
I think they win.
Oh, wow. I was being sarcastic. But you guys both are picking the Browns.
We're both picking the Browns to win.
How about you nerds going crazy for Sammy Watkins? Top 12 wide receiver now. One good game in his last five.
Well, it's the opponent.
Yeah, I know.
Do you feel like Buffalo gives the Packers a challenge?
Well, I think they do from the standpoint of it's in Buffalo.
Yeah, and it's a short week for Green Bay.
And that doesn't matter.
You don't think that matters?
No.
I think they're a slightly different team on the road.
They definitely are. I think you look at it, first off, they benched Sam Shields in that game last week because he was so bad against Julio Jones.
He's banged up.
And there's been, if I counted correctly, five times this year where Sammy Watkins has gotten double digits in targets. And four of those, he's gotten you double digits in fantasy points. So if they're chasing points, which is probably going to be the case, regardless of how tough Buffalo plays them, they allow the most touchdowns to opposing receivers. So there's a lot to like here about Sammy Watkins. I understand there's risk involved because for the three games prior to that, he was a travesty. 13 catches, 105 yards coming into that game last week.
I thought it was the four games prior.
It might be four games.
Yeah, it was four.
But, you know, maybe the hip injury is not a problem right now. Maybe the groin injury is not a problem. He looked good in that game.
Yeah, it was surprising, too. We definitely didn't see that coming. All right, fine. I think you guys are a little bit too low on Eric Decker. He's a number four wide receiver for you two. And I think... Yes, I know the Jets are going to run the ball, but prior to Percy Harvin coming to the Jets, Decker was a pretty reliable, at least number three wide receiver, especially in PPR leagues. So I would call him a sleeper this week. How do you guys feel about Decker?
Are you trusting him in your fantasy championship?
No, I just 16-team league or something like that.
It's a good matchup for him, but I think the Jets are pretty clear. They're clearly a running team, and they want to keep it that way.
I would say the combination of Geno Smith with a potential matchup with McCourty makes it tough to trust him.
Yeah, I don't know how good McCourty is.
Opens the door for Jeremy Curley. Yeah.
I'm done with his rankings disputes. We'll get into that when we break down the games. Let's play the feud!
You forgot to do the outro music
on the Thursday night preview.
No, it was there.
No, it wasn't.
It was really fast and really quiet.
You're a liar!
All
right, fantasy feud. The top six answers are on the board.
Wait a minute. I need
list of
the NFL standings.
Jamie, you want my computer so you can look at the teams?
No. I'll wing it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. It's bold.
I am moving my laptop away so everyone knows I'm not using it to my advantage in the feud.
You can look off Dave's computer.
It's okay.
Would you like to look off my computer?
The top six answers are on the board. Tell me the best tight ends in PPR leagues over the last three games.
Bing.
Yeah.
Martellus Bennett.
The number one answer, pass or play?
Pass.
Last three games?
Last three games. Not 3 weeks, but three games.
Kobe Fleener?
He is number three. Correct.
I guess I should have played.
Gronk?
Gronk is number two.
So just missing one? Oh, six. You said six.
Yes, I did.
So there's how many? Three more?
Fleener, I said, was number three. He's number four. Sorry. So you need number three, five, and six, sir.
Fleener, Bennett, and Gronk. Okay.
Top six tight ends, PPR, last three games.
I hate that you said PPR because it's like screwing with my head.
Huh? Life's
make it
tough.
Easy on you.
Yeah, then those of the teams would probably help.
Yeah. If you tweet anything about cats when I give you
apple pie is
my computer. All right, Jamie.
Jordan Reed.
Jordan Reed is incorrect. Here are your standings.
Okay.
Let's see.
Yes, Vernon Davis.
Heath Miller.
You are correct, sir. Number five.
So I'm missing two?
Yeah.
Missing two. Travis Kelce.
Travis Kelce, number six. Can he take it all here, or at least our first contest?
Man, I've got three guys for that last spot.
You're missing the number three
Greg Olsen.
Answer. You got it. You should have played, Dave.
I should have played.
Fool. All right, Jamie's up 1-0. Again, it's Bennett, Gronk, Olsen, Fleener, Heath Miller, and
Fleener
Travis Kelce.
Third?
No, I corrected myself.
You know whose name isn't on that list?
Who's that?
Jimmy Graham.
Correct.
Who is really not, obviously hasn't done well.
Are you guys going to trust Heath Miller this week? Atlanta's been very good against tight ends.
No.
You get out of Twitter.
I love you, Jamie.
That's always an
effort.
You pulled the computer close to you. I had a feeling. All right. The top
Just
five.
Just for the record, Jamie was about to tweet something from Adam's account.
The top five answers are on the board. Give me.
Top five what?
Quarterbacks, season long.
Aaron Rodgers.
You have to ding.
Oh. That threw me off.
Aaron Rodgers is the number two answer.
You're mumbling.
I am? All right. Aaron Rodgers is number two. You get a chance for number one.
Peyton Manning?
Incorrect. He's number
Andrew
three. All right. So pass or play, Dave?
I haven't learned my lesson. I'm passing.
Really?
Yeah,
all right.
I like having Jamie do this.
Jamie said Andrew Luck. He's number one. All we need are two more quarterbacks. Top
so
five
Luck,
quarterbacks.
Rodgers and...
Peyton Manning.
All right, so you need two more answers?
Dave, that was a mistake.
I know.
Okay, two more answers.
But I don't care. It's fun this way. What was that noise?
Ben Roethlisberger.
Correct. Number four answer.
And Tom Brady.
Incorrect.
Ryan Fitzpatrick. Say Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I don't like this answer, but I'm going to say
5 seconds.
Jay Cutler.
Jay Cutler is incorrect.
Phillip Rivers.
Incorrect. Dave, you got a chance to steal. Looking for the number five quarterback in fantasy in standard scoring 6 point per passing touchdown leagues.
Well, I like to say Nick Foles' name, but that's not it.
You have 5 seconds. You're in a 5 second break.
This guy?
Russell Wilson.
Oh no.
Who's your guess,
no,
Jamie?
That's probably correct.
That is incorrect.
Oh no. Russell Wilson, isn't it?
Drew Brees.
Is he's number five?
He's number five.
It seemed too obvious.
Right? I know. I don't think I would have guessed that. It seems like he's having a down year, but he's still doing pretty well until last week. All right, Drew Brees number five. Roethlisberger or Brees this week?
Roethlisberger.
Agreed.
So wait, right. Do I win that one?
Yeah, you win. You clinched the feud.
No, it's the last round. We tripled the points.
Oh, yes.
Oh, sorry. Here's your.
I need to look something up.
No, stop. Get out of here. No typing. All right, the top six answers are on the board for all the marbles. Give me running back receptions leaders this season. Jamie.
Jamaal Charles.
Is not correct. Not in the top
six.
That's
a bad answer.
Le'Veon Bell.
He is the number two answer, Dave. Pass or play?
You got to play once.
All right, I'll play.
All right, play.
Sorry for blowing everybody's ears out there.
Top six answers are on the board. We've got one of them. Le'Veon Bell's number two.
Has anybody said Le'Veon Bell yet? My first guess will be Arian Foster.
And your first guess is dead wrong.
Really? I stink at this. My second guess will then be...
What the hell is the matter with you guys?
I'm looking at AFC teams, so give me a break.
Well, I need to look at MC teams. Hold on.
Dave, you have 5 seconds.
Matt Forte.
Finally, the number one answer.
I just now got to the NFC.
We need 3 through 6.
Mm-hmm. 3 through 6. Andre Ellington?
Correct. Number 6.
And now I've reached the bottom of the league, and I've gone through every team. I'm going to guess a crazy guess. How many X's do I have? One so far?
One.
Fred Jackson.
Bingo. Number 4. Good job. Actually tied for 3rd. 2 answers left.
What a happy surprise.
Running back receptions.
Now I have to go back to the top. Running back receptions this season. Well, it's 2014.
You have 10 seconds.
Don't do that to me. How dare you patronize me?
How you feeling? Think you can steal?
I got one in mind. I don't love it, though. I actually have 2 in mind.
Dave, you have 3 seconds.
I will take a stab at a running back.
You have 1 second.
By the name
that's an X.
Of
that's
DeMarco
X.
Murray.
Correct. But I'm still giving you an X.
That's crap.
Fine. Well, then hurry up. I'm giving you 20 seconds.
Which one was DeMarco?
Number 3, tied with Fred Jackson.
So I'm looking for the number 5?
Yes. You have 2 X's left. I'm giving you 30 seconds to come up with 2 guesses.
I don't like all this
Jamie,
pressure.
How are you?
Marshawn Lynch.
Marshawn Lynch is incorrect. Do all your holiday shopping yet?
No.
What are you going to get your kids?
I don't think Jamie's going to get it, so I'm going to let you waste these 30 seconds. No, and then I'm going to make a terrible guess.
Just guess.
Nope. How much time do I have
left?
Just
guess someone.
Sorry.
So I can give you an X.
I'm making a horrible, horrible guess.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Chris Ivory.
Chris Ivory's incorrect. All right, Jamie. 4 of the win.
I don't like it, but I'm going to guess Ahmad Bradshaw.
Incorrect.
Yeah! Give me the win, baby!
One more.
One more? No, just for fun.
You won. I just had a name in my head. Where did it go?
My strategy.
You are
going to
be so mad.
It's not Shane Vereen.
It is Shane Vereen.
No, that's the first place I went. I'm like, there's no way it's Shane Vereen. But when you said Jackson and Ellington, I thought with the time that they missed.
Yeah, well, by the way, Forte and Bell are killing the field. Forte has 86 catches. Le'Veon Bell has 71.
When I said Jamaal Charles, I meant Matt Forte. I said that was a terrible guess.
Oh, right. DeMarco Murray has 53. Fred Jackson has 53. Shane Vereen, 47. Andre Ellington, 46. No Charles and no LeSean McCoy. He's been a complete
He's not catching the
dud.
Ball.
Well, you remember on Sunday what Pete Prisco said.
I do, yeah.
How the Eagles,
he said you are what you are.
How the Eagles were going to attack the Seahawks. He's like, oh, they're going to use their running backs out of the backfield. And I don't believe they had a catch.
They didn't.
Well, how many passes did he complete? Only 9, right?
But they had a target.
They didn't even have a target. It was really
frustrating.
Jamaal
Charles only
very
has 32
frustrating for Philadelphia.
Catches. Very strange. Very
Philadelphia
strange.
Really has not been innovative offensively.
They simplify
They've gone backward, if you ask me, in my humble opinion.
I wonder if it's the quarterbacks.
Guys, let's read some emails.
They wanted to with Foles, and then when Sanchez came in, they've been handcuffed.
I think we can get through 12 emails in 5 minutes. I think we can.
that means you don't want us to go into why we think the way we think. You don't want the rationale. You just want straight
answers.
Yeah,
I think so. I just want to help as many people as we can.
All right.
Henry, in a university town in the Midwest.
Marquette.
Wow, good one.
Dear Drew, Kyle, and Curtis.
Great.
16-team PPR, pick two. Marcel Reese, Kamar Aiken, Kenny Britt, Terrence Williams, and Cole Beasley.
Woo! Yeah. Here's my game plan. It's Reese and Beasley, unless Torrey Smith is out. And then I'll go Aiken and Beasley.
Where did Kyle Orton go to college? Oh, this
Purdue.
Is, yeah, so Drew Brees, Kyle Orton. Who would Chris be?
Curtis.
Is Curtis Painter?
Oh, Curtis. Curtis Painter, yeah.
Did he go to Purdue?
Yes, he did.
That's what it is. Boilermakers.
I'm pretty sure.
So now we know which university town in the Midwest he's at. Indiana State.
All right. I'll look that. I'll confirm. From no name or city.
I thought
city.
We were going to get to 12
yeah,
emails
know,
in
know,
5
I know,
minutes.
I know, I'm sorry. No name or city.
This is Butch from Santa Clara, California.
Dear Randy, Jake, and Ted.
Ooh, yeah.
First off, I need to decide between Trey Mason and Giovanni Bernard in PPR.
I'd go Mason.
I'd go Mason, too, even though he doesn't catch the ball very much.
Now,
he
do
might,
you go Gio,
catch the ball a little bit.
DeSean Jackson, Moncrief, Harry Douglas?
Well, that's contingent on Julio and Reggie.
And DeSean.
All right, check back with us.
There's a lot of ifs. If DeSean plays, he's your guy. Otherwise, I think it's Harry Douglas, unless Reggie Wayne is put on the shelf.
I don't know if DeSean would be my guy. I'd go Gio. DeSean against DRC is very tough.
I don't want to trust you.
Where's John from?
John is from a suburb of Detroit, Michigan.
Dear Athos, Porthos, and Aramis, the three musketeers, I have four startable receivers. Yeah. I need to sit one. Macklin, Alshon, Roddy, Beckham.
Wow.
I think as of now, I was going to say sit Roddy. I think Beckham and Jeffrey have to play for
you.
Yeah,
I'm sitting Macklin.
Are you really?
Yeah. You're saying, and I wouldn't sit anybody in that Steelers.
I really don't want to sit anybody
I'd sit
in the game,
Roddy
but I think
for Macklin
I would sit Roddy
plays.
For Macklin. I'd sit Roddy for Macklin even if
I mean, look, they just
play.
Put up, I don't remember how many points, but obviously a lot of points, and Roddy White caught a touchdown, but didn't really have a very good game.
Well, he's coming out the ankle injury. He's a week removed from it. He's playing at home, too.
Yeah. I don't know, tough to sit Macklin against those Cowboys.
Not really. I mean, Macklin hasn't really played great since Sanchez has taken over.
He had a good game against Dallas last time they
he
played,
did.
And that was a couple weeks ago.
Didn't score.
Here's Yee from somewhere in Queens. Hello, Peyton, Eli, and Cooper. Can you have too much of a good thing? I have Seattle, the Lions, and the Rams, all their DSTs. Hmm. They all have favorable matchups, but who should I trust in week 16? All right, let's look at the schedule here. Seattle plays Arizona on the road.
Done.
St. Louis plays the Giants at home.
Done.
And what was the other one? The Lions play at Chicago.
No. I would go with Seattle.
Seattle?
And nice, you know, I don't mind carrying three DSTs this time of year. Better you have them than your opponents have them.
Andrew in Concord,
but
California.
I would cut one of them the Saturday before the championship for Tim Tebow.
Dear Tom, Kerry, and Jeff. And he said they're not quarterbacks, and he stumped us last time. Matt Ryan or Eli Manning?
Ryan.
Uh-huh.
Chris Johnson or Mark Ingram?
Ingram.
Ingram, but it's, yeah, they're playing against the Bears. It's Ingram.
Here's Vikas Advani, who lives in Jupiter, but he's visiting his family in India, so he needs our help more than ever. He's unable to see games. Gosh, I miss watching football, he says.
So he took a spaceship to India?
Yeah, he went from Jupiter. He lives on Jupiter.
Yeah.
And then he took the spaceship to Earth.
I thought men were from Mars.
Adam goes to Uranus.
Oh, that's an interesting comment. Standard scoring league. Give me two wide receivers and a flex.
Hey, Mike Glear is setting his lineup as we speak.
Oh, Glear. All right.
You got any questions?
Hey, what website are you on, Glear?
Hey, shut up. Two wide receivers and a flex. Cobb, Jeffrey, Beckham, Bryant, Stills, Vereen, Reggie Bush. So Cobb, Jeffrey, Beckham, Bryant, and Stills. Pick two.
Two wide receivers and a flex?
Well, yeah, we'll get to the flex.
Beckham, Jeffrey, Cobb.
I would go Beckham, Jeffrey, and Cobb as well.
From Lucas, Mike Evans or Jeremy Hill?
Evans. Or as I like to call him, Evans.
From Mark in Fort Worth, Shallow PPR league, can you tell me who you think has the highest upside and who has the highest floor for my second and third tier running backs? Fred Jackson, Mark Ingram, Isaiah Crowell, Lamar Miller, LeGarrette Blount, and Latavius Murray. Highest ceiling and highest floor. Fred Jackson, Mark Ingram.
The same guy or just two different guys?
Two different guys.
Or unless it is the same guy. Who is the...
Yeah, Crowell, Lamar Miller, LeGarrette Blount, Latavius Murray.
To me, Crowell has the highest ceiling by far.
I don't think he's got the highest ceiling.
Without Perfect in there, their run defense has been atrocious. And he did well against them the last time, as did every other running back on this team. And with Manziel, running quarterbacks tend to help running backs, and they're home.
Does he have 100 yards and two touchdowns ceiling?
No, but I don't think any of these guys do.
Latavius Murray.
You like Murray that much, huh?
No, I'm just saying. That's what he did against the Chiefs.
If you're really looking for the absolute highest ceiling, it really might be Murray. I think it's not who I'm going to tell him to
Kansas
trust.
Kansas City's going to key in on stopping.
And I think Blount is...
I think Blount's got
it for a good week.
I think Blount has a high ceiling. I think Ingram has a high ceiling. I think Crowell might be fourth highest.
These are good options. This is real. I mean, this is a toss-up. I don't think there's an obvious answer here. Who has the highest floor?
Jackson in a PPR league has a pretty good floor. Just saying.
Yeah, that's
caught a ton of passes last week. We just went in Fantasy Feud. He was one of the top six running backs in PPR in terms of catches. And that might give him an edge in terms of floor over everybody on this list.
All right, we're done for the day. Thank you guys very much. It was 8. Almost got there. For Dave Richard and Jamie Asper, I'm Adam Rogers. See you later.
Let me see your computer.
No, thanks.
Bye.